Welcome to Content with a Purpose, the podcast. I'm your host, Gaby Rendon, and I bring you SEO strategies, productivity tips, business hacks, authentic entrepreneurship truth, and inspirational stories from other moms in business that can help you figure out the next chapter of your life, whether it's starting your dream business or finding purpose in your current lifestyle. You can find me as Content with a Purpose on any social media or as Gaby Rendon in LinkedIn. And without any delay, let's do this. Between Google's ever-changing updates, Meta's new edit apps, emerging AI tools, and TikTok trends, small business owners often feel pressured by the relentless pace of digital marketing. Many turn to AI solutions to quickly generate videos, posts, and lead magnets, hoping to save time in their already hectic schedules. However, truly effective marketing requires a careful balance between leveraging AI and maintaining a genuine human touch. Speaking as a small business owner, I understand how exhausting it is, but prioritizing human connection over sheer algorithm optimization consistently yields better outcomes than simply turning out mass content. You can see my article for last week to check it out. So in today's episode, we're going to cover why a digital marketing strategy is your most important asset, how to harness AI without sacrificing quality, and the importance of the human-centric approach in all this part. So without any delay, here we go. You've likely seen countless digital creators claiming to possess the ultimate secret for going viral on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube. Many business owners have been led to believe that just volume, hundreds of posts and videos, guarantees visibility and sales, when in truth, visibility without a thoughtful plan often leads to exhaustion, mixed messages, and time wasted, especially when your business runs on limited resources and a small team. A strategy is what truly propels a brand forward and produces measurable results. So without a solid plan, small business owners can easily scatter the energy on tactics that don't move the needle. A robust digital marketing strategy is goal-driven, meaning that every post, email, blog, image has a purpose, whether it is to attract visitors, nurture leads, or reinforce your brand's credibility. Each piece of content you create addresses a real challenge your audience faces. That way, you deliver a transformation that they are seeking and you provide an experience they aspire to. This part is about your content making it evergreen, meaning that it continues to attract the right leads over time without the constant stress of chasing algorithm or fleeing influencer fads. If this basic part of your strategy is not set, it is very easy for any small business to fall into the trap of post twice a day, or you have to post three times a day. If you don't put reels on, you won't go viral. And focusing on engagement for its own sake rather than efforts to real outcomes like lead generation, client acquisition, or building a brand's reputation. So that's why your strategy matters far more than just producing more content. First, your strategy defines your audience and message. That means building a digital marketing strategy starts with knowing exactly who you want to reach, and basically, is who is my ideal customer, what are the pain points, and how can I provide a compelling, clear solution? That is the level of clarity you require to make sure that your content makes an impact, not just an impression. And also your strategy needs to move your business forward, meaning that you have to select your strategy and make a focused action plan. I understand that most small businesses can't afford a major marketing agency or massive ad budgets, but this digital marketing strategy will allow you to direct your time, your energy, and your resources toward activities that are actually going to drive growth and put your business in the right direction. And we have to start with talking about social media. There are over 150 social media platforms out there worldwide, so it is impossible to try to get all of them. So if you start choosing wisely which ones you're going to attract and where is your audience hanging out, that's how you are going to make sure your content is reached by the right people. Now let's talk about how to harness AI tools without sacrificing quality. Okay. Yes. I've said it before. AI as a tool is very powerful, and it's a very important for business owners who have a small budget or have a small team, but it has to be used thoughtfully because your time is your most precious asset. You need to reclaim those precious hours and make the most out of it. But efficiency should never come at the cost of clarity, consistency, or genuine connection. The secret lies in treating AI not as an almighty content-making machine, just like they say in some viral videos. Chunk massive content and what, 20 minutes and you produce 75 videos? No, you have to use it as a resource that amplifies your creativity rather than replacing it. So how can you use AI without sacrificing quality? Well, first, focus on using AI to speed up repetitive tasks. Blog posts, drafting social captions, editing typos and grammar, editing blogs that you already did and you just want to make sure that they are consistent, compiling research summaries, organizing content, producing visuals, all that you can do. For example, you can use ChatGPT or Gemini, you can use Grammarly, you can Notion AI, you can use Canva, and automating these routine activities will get you more space for you to focus on strategy, storytelling, creative leadership, and that's what putting your expertise, your know-how is going to matter. You can also use AI to generate content ideas by using it for research. You can go down the Reddit hole, as I usually call it, that you go and start researching for ideas, for content, for evidence, for statements, and you just go there. AI will help you to crawl all the data and make it a summary. So you can identify trending topics faster within your niche. You can structure scripts or make compare and contrast videos to see which one is going to be better that is already out there. And you can develop comprehensive content calendars. You can use the AI as a tool to create a list of keywords, potential collaborations. That's how you're going to use it, right? And within all these softwares covering everything that we're talking about, you can also use it to schedule your social media management. You can use for analytics. So basically, you are using AI to expedite your work so you can have more bandwidth within your strategy moment and leadership moment to focus on what you do best, which is running your business, which is creating expertise. For example, if you are a therapist, you are going to have more time to focus on your clients or to make collaborations with more clients or other podcasts, then you can talk about it. And besides all these time-consuming tasks and brainstorm ideas, you can also use it to create segmentations of your audience, to repurpose the content you already have to these new audiences, which is going to be great for you to niche down and solve more struggles, more aspirations, more needs. And that way your audience are going to be more engaged in what you're doing. So we already talked about the strategy, what is important. We already talked about how to use AI without losing the quality. But I want to make a note on recognizing the limits of AI. The value of human expertise, it is irreplaceable. And yes, AI is a tool that will help you do a lot of things. However, there are several things that AI, in my perspective, will fall short. One of that is cultural nuance. That means AI is very good at analytical tones and research and summaries, but it will fall short every time it comes for context. Even though you're saying, oh, this is the background, oh, this is the audience, these are the details, the context of what you are inputting, it will not go as deep as a human which knows about culture, context, avoiding stereotypes, and that it resonates actually with the values and the missions of your business, your brand, and for the community you are targeting to. Another thing that it falls short is the emotional resonance. It means that AI will not be able to replicate these elements of human emotions, the feeling, the expression of, okay, this story is actually heartfelt. It's actually based from a story that comes from genuinely heart and soul. And these are things that only humans so far can create these narratives. And another one is to have a consistent brand voice. I know that there will be internet gurus saying that, hey, that's a lie because AI can have a very consistent brand voice. Again, when you are creating a brand and when you're creating content and you include elements of empathy and context and cultural context, the brand voice is so delicate that you have to take care of each one of the words that it aligns to the value, the mission, and the purpose of that piece of content for that specific community. And that is something that AI will fall short. Why? Because the sentiment, the context is going to be lacking because so far it doesn't have that part. Only a human can understand holistically how this brand message will be received by the audience, right? Now, moving forward, what do I mean with the importance of human-centric content in all this digital marketing strategy? What I mean is that, yes, you know that AI will continue to reshape how businesses communicate. That's what the future, that's what the trends come. However, I want to emphasize that the human aspect behind every message, every transaction and interaction, it has to be there. Behind every click, there's a human. Behind every like is a human. So we have to put that into the equation and be very aware that it is not only about throwing out content and throwing out videos just because. And certainly AI brings efficiency. However, it cannot entirely replicate the emotional intelligence, the cultural awareness, and the genuine lived experiences that are foundational to human bonds. For a human to engage with a content, it must be anchored in resonance. It has to resonate with the person who is reading it. It has to be this connection, this at an emotional level that it is very hard for an AI to actually do it, right? So let's continue on the topic of what does human-centered content look like? Well, creating content with people in mind means that you have to shift your mindset or your focus away from what does the algorithm want, what does the search engine want, and what it is ranking right now only. Yes, it is important to understand how that works. However, instead of emphasizing only on your strategy, let's put keyword, let's put hashtag, let's put this specific hook with three little pieces that will make me go viral, you are going to start looking into more deep thinking that will include clarity over complexity. You're going to prioritize clear communication that is easy to understand. You are going to avoid as much as possible the technicalities, the jargon, this flowery language that is, it really doesn't resonate with your audience. You are going to go more with connection over trends, meaning that you are going to strive to connect on a meaningful level by acknowledging your audience feelings and experiences instead of only relying on the audio trends. Yes, it is important because we know the audio is going to push it in front of everybody. However, if you don't want them to just sweep up or left or right, whatever it is, you are going to focus on the content or on making that connection, despite that you are going to put a trend or a dancing or whatever it is. And you are going to focus on niche over visibility reach. What do I mean by this? I mean about it is better to narrow down and focus on an audience that even though it's smaller, it is ready to buy from you. That's what I've been suggesting to all my clients is don't go to the top of the funnel, start with the middle and the end of your funnel. Why? Because when you are niching down, you, even though you have an audience that is smaller, you're going to convert faster. You're going to have a better conversion rate. You're going to have a better result because you are engaged, because you know exactly the words, the feelings, the dreams, the aspirations of your audience, and they are going to be inspired by you. And because it is smaller, you will be able to change rapidly in case you need to make changes to your strategy. Now, also, you are going to focus on substance over going viral, meaning that you are going to be focusing on delivering valuable in-depth information instead of chasing just trends, as I was saying. This is what I mean about human-centered content. This is how it looks like, right? Now, what are the best practices for combining AI and human creativity? Well, there are not that many. The first one is that you have to use AI as a tool. You have to handle AI for all those time-consuming tasks, such as research, data analysis, initial draft outlines, and initial visuals, planning. And second, you can ask for making that draft outline with your brand voice. However, to just have the baseline, the foundation of the content, the final content should be reviewed always by human. And that is, once you are finishing with your content and you run again your Grammarly or any other grammar tool that you have to check for typos, anyway, you're going to go and use it and focus on a human editing, the copywriting, the message, making sure that all the brand voice is actually there, has to be done by a human. Why? Because that's how you're going to align your vision, your goal, and your message all together, like be consistent. Consistency means not only that you use the same wording, but you use the same cadence, tempo, narrative style, and most of all, you're going to use the same context for each one of your audiences. And lastly, you want to encourage your team to use AI, not as replacing them, but as a tool to empower them, to make their work faster and better, and not to feel replaced by it. For example, here at Gather and Done Marketing, we use AI to market research. We use outlines and draft the blogs for our clients because we have different sectors, and it is impossible, even though we try to read a lot and get knowledgeable on all the industries we work with, it is almost impossible to have that in-depth knowledge. So we use AI to have the outline for very specific topics, and then we go and have human writers, us, bring those topics to life with a narrative, with humor, with cultural context. And at the end, we do a lot of brainstorming with our clients to see that their expertise is reflected on the blog, right? When you integrate these analytical and creative strengths, your content can be both efficient and impactful. And that's how you combine AI and human creativity. Whew. This was a long episode. So to wrap up, how do you achieve harmony in all this digital marketing? Digital marketing opens the doors to countless opportunities for brands to engage their audience with visibility, drive conversions, and the true art of digital marketing lies in leveraging technology as a power of assistant, but not as a stand-in for authentic human connection. When you combine AI strengths with the empathy and the originality of human creativity, your small business can build compelling, enduring content that resonates with your audience. In this way, you'll foster strong relationships, generate remarkable results, and carve out a lasting presence in the digital space without sacrificing your well-being because you get exhausted and burn out, or your authentic message. So now you know the way to master all these digital marketing AI tools, and having a human-centered approach requires a more holistic approach using AI and your creativity. So if you are uncertain whether your content is delivering, guess what? Now is the perfect time to start looking into it. I am offering a complimentary SEO and digital presence audit where you will know your website, health, and ranking in search engines, and how is your digital presence going. And I'm going to give you some practical recommendations so you can boost visibility, conversions, and overall strategic impact. Whether you're posting content without clear direction or you are not seeing the outcomes you want, right now is a chance to get that free SEO and digital presence audit. So there's a link somewhere around here. And make sure that your strategy is working as hard as you do. So If today's episode brings something of value to you, please share it with other entrepreneurs and small businesses that might need it too. Remember, we're here to collaborate and make the most. And also, leave a quick review. It means the world to me. So, until next time, and remember, your voice matters more than you know.